Week 2, Day 2, Lectio Divina.
I invite you into the practice of Lectio Divina, also called praying the scriptures. Find a place where you can be away from distractions. It may be a quiet spot, a path you walk, a trail you run, or your room. It is a place where you can take a deep breath, relax, acknowledge and release distractions. Invite God's presence. Invite God to speak to you through the Word. Today we will look at Romans. The scripture will be read 2 times. As the scripture is read the first time, listen for a word or phrase that catches your attention. Enter with anticipation. Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. What word or phrase caught your attention? I invite you to write it in your journal. Allow 1 to 2 minutes of silence, creating openness to the Spirit. We will read the passage once more. Listen to discover the invitation. Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. What is God calling you to do today or this week? Be aware of resistance. Open your heart and will to the action that may be called for. Write it in your journal. Allow 3 to 4 minutes of silence in response to God.
Thank you.
when you look over your word or phrase, what image comes to mind? I invite you today to take a picture or search the internet for an image that reflects what you heard. Create a visual Lectio for your word, phrase, or picture. Consider posting your photo as a reminder of your word or phrase. Anticipate how God might use your word, image, or action in your life. Savor and celebrate God's word, phrase, or image for you. Creator God, what a gift it is to hear your voice, to reflect on the word, phrase, or picture that you gave to me. God, may I be attentive to your voice and willing to take next steps in my faith journey. Thank you for your word. May it live in and through me today. Amen.